The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider TripInsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from TripInsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Check out our cruise news and videos at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, we'll talk to Dan Skilkin, president and CEO of TripInsurance.com.
Yes, they finally insure iPhones. My dream come true.
But not just iPhones. We'll tell you more in a moment. Also,
very commercial of you to say that.
How about that? Coming up.
And you had a chance to go to NASA last week.
Yeah, talk to Andrea Farmer with the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. And this is very cool. We got to see the Space Shuttle Atlantis in the VAB.
Which is the Vehicle Assembly Building, right?
Very good.
I listened in school.
Now, this is the last time a shuttle will be in the VAB, and we got to see it. They're going to move it out November 1st and put it into a holding area until they get the museum set up to house it right there on the complex.
That seems very cool.
But first, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guys here. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Doug.
The big news this past week, of course, was Hurricane Sandy. And for the first time in a long time, more than one sailing was canceled. Is everyone pretty much back to normal now?
No.
Oh, boy.
It threw a lot of ships in flux. It did so down here in the Caribbean and, of course, up in the Northeast. Sailings were canceled. Ships were rushed back a day or two early, which also left a day or two early, which is a key reason that the cruise lines want your contact information in advance. Because what the cruise lines were able to do is, hey, we're coming in a day early, we're leaving a day early, can you join us? And in most cases, believe it or not, some of these ships that left with a couple thousand people on it who were able to make the adjustments to their schedules to get to the pier early. So it's very important that you fill out this information so if there are deviations, the cruise lines can contact you with these changes. But up in the Northeast, Carnival had their ship out of Baltimore. Carnival Pride wound up canceling a sailing and riding it out in the Chesapeake Bay. The Norwegian Gem was unable to get back in time for its scheduled departure, so it was stayed at sea. And what they wound up doing is they went up to Boston a couple days ago in order to get reprovision the ship, food, water, and fuel. And then they headed back out to sea, and they're supposed to be pulling into New York tomorrow on Friday to change over passengers and stuff. But, people have to understand that the last place you want to be is riding out a storm. So ships do stay away from the storms. And I'd rather be on the ship than being stuck on land and have to deal with the mess. I mean, imagine having come back to New York and not being able to prepare yourself for a hurricane like they went through.
Right.
It's tragic, but they're not going to risk the ship or the passengers, to ride into those situations. So unfortunately, it's going to take some time. Princess II is also supposed to pull into Manhattan tomorrow because Brooklyn is still closed.
Mm.
So slowly but surely, they'll get back on their schedules. Wait a couple days and, return to their normal schedules.
This kind of came out of nowhere. Carnival and Holland America last week both ordered new ships. What's the latest, Stuart?
Well, it's pretty exciting. Carnival has ordered themselves a 135,000-ton ship, while their sister company, Holland America, ordered a 99,000-ton ship for the Holland America brand. And these are scheduled. The Holland America ship will come in fall of 2015. Hold 2,660 passengers, and the new Carnival ship will have about 4,000 passengers on board. So it's pretty exciting, with all the new ship orders, which is not unreasonable that they're going to be making these offers, these opportunities to build these new ships. Considering, we're talking, a few years away still.
And speaking of new ships, I know you talked about it a couple of weeks ago, but Royal Caribbean may reveal a third Oasis-class ship?
Well, a few weeks ago, a Finnish newspaper disclosed that Royal Caribbean and the Finnish government and STX Europe were in the final throes of putting together a third Oasis-class ship. And in the last week's earnings call with Royal Caribbean, their CEO did confirm that they are in the process of ordering a third Oasis-class ship. So it certainly makes a lot of sense. The two Oasis-class ships, Oasis and Allure of the Seas, are doing extraordinarily well. They're the only two ships in the world like that. And it certainly would make sense to be able to have a third. But and with the economies in Europe the way they are, with the shipyard not having as many ship orders, they're going to be much more aggressive in order to get the work. So they're going to drop the price. And if the price makes a lot of sense, which at this point it does, then Royal Caribbean will do it. But keep in mind that these ships are limited because of their size as to where they could depart from and where they could sail to. So my prediction is Oasis or Allure will wind up at Port Canaveral. Oasis or Allure will stay in Port Canaveral, and the third new ship will wind up in Miami. And the three biggest ports, the cruise ports in the world, will wind up with the three largest cruise ships in the world.
A new partnership was announced between Royal Caribbean and MGM. Is this going to be beneficial?
Well, absolutely. It's going to benefit the members of both groups. I mean, not everybody, when they go on vacation, takes a cruise, and not everybody that goes to Las Vegas, they're always looking for new opportunities. So here's an opportunity to cross-brand your membership benefits and expand it. So if you're not going on a cruise and you want to go to Las Vegas, well, there may be some benefits to you through this partnership. So it'll be interesting to see how many people do take advantage of it. Royal Caribbean, of course, is a terrific brand, and to have access to a lot of the high rollers at MGM, it could really boost their revenues as well. So we'll see. I mean, it's not going to make any earth shattering changes.
Yeah.
But, it certainly benefits the both groups' elite members.
So what's the latest on the new cruise terminal renovations down in Port Everglades? Aren't they fixing up and sprucing up a bunch of them down there?
Well, there was a look at what Port Everglades has been doing. The four terminals that is used by the Carnival Corporation brands are undergoing a $54 million renovation. And they typically handle about 30 different Carnival Corp cruise ships in a year. So the Terminal 219, 21, and 26, and they're just going to be making them. I love when they say that they're going to make them more modern, and they're going to be guest friendly. Well, were they not guest friendly before? But it's supposed to be a nicer experience, similar to what you experience at Terminal 18. Maybe not in the size, but to have a similar experience where they can get more passengers in the building and get them to the ship quicker.
Listener question now from Dana on Facebook: do you have any news as to when Carnival Splendor is going into dry dock for 2.0 upgrades? I figured if anyone would know it, it would be you, Stuart.
Well, it's a big question. It's the next ship to go into dry dock is Carnival Glory, which is November 2nd to the 15th, where she'll get her Red Frog, Rum Bar, Blue Iguana, the Alchemy Bar, EA Sports Bar, Guy's Burger Joint, and a host of other things. Carnival Splendor is supposed to go in December, but the exact dates have not been disclosed yet, but the changes are going to be minimal. They're going to get the Red Frog Rum Bar, the Blue Iguana, and the George Lopez Comedy Club, but that's pretty much it. They're not going to get the EA Sports Bar. They're not going to get the Guy Fieri Burger Joint and some of the other more sought-after changes. But, they're going to make some nice additions. But it's supposed to be in December, but the exact dates haven't been disclosed. They may wind up pushing it actually into 2013.
Thank you, Stuart.
Hey, pleasure.
This is Cruise Radio.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being, and they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now, tripinsurance.com.
Ground control to Major Tom.
So happy to have with us Andrea Farmer, spokesperson for the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex here in, where exactly are we?
In between Titusville and Merritt Island, we're on the east coast of Florida.
Well, welcome to Cruise Radio, and more importantly, thank you so much for having us here. Pretty exciting here to have Space Shuttle Atlantis in the VAB, or Vehicle Assembly Building.
Your vast space knowledge is showing now.
Yeah.
You've got it. And yes, Atlantis is inside the Vehicle Assembly Building. This is the place where they used to assemble Apollo Saturn V rockets for the Apollo Moon program, and then later for 30 years put together the Space Shuttle orbiters before they went out to launch. Now, for a limited time, though, you can see Atlantis, the final Space Shuttle orbiter that's going to be making her way over here very shortly for permanent display.
And when does that open?
This exhibit will open in July of 2013. It's going to be as if she's working in space. So you'll see Atlantis about 100 feet or so from the International Space Station. We're going to have this huge video graphic that shows Earth and shows and provides this great backdrop to Atlantis. And she'll be have payload bay doors open, multi-level viewing, so you can get close to those tiles underneath as well as see inside the payload bay doors from above.
Florida is so chock full of fun stuff to do, but this is such a unique part of an incredible American history that one should really see. So if those are taking a cruise out of Port Canaveral, maybe flying a day earlier. So tell everyone what they could expect to do when they visit the Kennedy Space Center.
You could visit for a half day. You could visit for a full day. And you don't have to be a space geek to get space. It's fun. It's engaging. And it's inspirational. I mean, this is the place where we've launched all of the Americans that have gone, you know, from the Mercury program, Alan Shepard and John Glenn, through Gemini, Apollo, who can't forget Neil Armstrong, his first steps on the moon, to all of the space shuttle astronauts launching from here. There's a lot of history here. There are a lot of dreams that have come true. We've been able to do the impossible, and that's to send people 250,000 miles away from Earth to go land on the moon. So it's a great place. And also here you can find out what's going to be happening in the future for the space program. And Kennedy Space Center itself is under a redevelopment, getting ready for the biggest rocket ever built that's coming up, the Space Launch System. What can you do here besides go on tour and see what's happening at Kennedy Space Center? You can enjoy 3D space films in the IMAX theater. We're showing Hubble and International Space Station films. You can meet an astronaut. Every day of the year,
that's
we
right.
have an astronaut here who's gone into space. They've flown in space, lived, worked there, and they have a great perspective on that. There's taking the tour and going out and seeing the Apollo Saturn V Center, where a 363-foot-long monster Saturn V rocket is on display. And that's another jaw-dropping moment, too, I think, when you're out on tour and seeing that. And we put that together here. It's a lot of American pride right here. And also, the Kennedy Space Center is a great draw for international guests as well from all over the world. They know about Kennedy Space Center and its rich history.
For those cruise passengers who don't have a lot of time before they sail and they want to get a taste of Kennedy Space Center, what do you recommend?
I would say definitely go on the tour if you can. There's something about seeing Kennedy Space Center for yourself that is impressive, the size and scope of the space program. It's better to see it in person than on TV. So I would do that. And if you have a little more time, meet an astronaut. check out an IMAX movie, take a tour through the Rocket Garden. So you could spend a couple of hours here, even 3 to 4, and have a really good sense of the space program and get a lot of value out of your day.
She is the spokesperson for the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, Andrea Farmer. Thank you so much for being with us on Cruise Radio.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Always delighted to have President and CEO of TripInsurance.com with us, Dan Skilkin. Welcome back, man.
Thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here.
Of course. Now, this is very exciting because I know that travel insurance companies for so long have steered away from this entire arena of covering electronics of all kinds. But y'all are making a bold move, and TripInsurance.com is now offering not just iPhone insurance, but a number of electronics, correct?
Matt, we're excited to be able to offer this kind of protection. I will tell you, traveling with electronics has become very commonplace today. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a nice camera that they take on vacation or take an iPad with them so that they can check their email. In fact, iPhones have become now like the must-have travel accessory because not only do they take fantastic pictures, but because Wi-Fi is available in so many places, you can hop on the Wi-Fi and update your Facebook page with your latest vacation pictures. The problem is that it's a pretty high-risk item to be carrying around. A perfect example is that I got a good friend that just came back from a Windstar cruise through the Greek islands. And I went through Greece and it ended up in Turkey. And it was carrying his Android smartphone with him, and within 20 minutes of stepping off the boat in Turkey, someone had pickpocketed it out of his pocket.
Good grief.
And the reason for this is because people don't realize it, but an iPhone or a smartphone is worth more than what you typically carry in your wallet. So in cities like San Francisco, they're recommending people not walk around with white iPhone headphones on because it just advertises that I've got an iPhone on me,
right,
and people steal them. So this has been an area where we really thought that the travelers needed better protection, haven't been able to find travel insurance companies that would cover it. So we went out and did a partnership with Worth Avenue Group that has a great deal of experience in insuring these kinds of products. And the insurance that we're offering covers you for theft and for accidental damage. If you fall or drop it, if you drop it in water, if it falls in a toilet, which is pretty common with phones, you're covered. The only thing you're not covered for is leaving it behind in a taxi cab, forgetting it, losing it. You're not going to have coverage for that.
So wait a minute. It'll be covered if you drop it in the toilet, but it won't be covered if you leave it in the cab.
Exactly.
Huh.
Carelessly misplacing it, you're not covered for
it. Gotcha. But carelessly dropping it in the toilet, you are. That's interesting.
You are, exactly.
That's
because they consider it accidental damage.
Gotcha.
Any kind of submersion in water. So, you know, so you're covered for these sorts of things, and it's great insurance. But it's just a heads up, when you're carrying this kind of stuff, you can't even leave an iPad on the seat on an aircraft and get up and go to the bathroom anymore. Yeah. There was an incident where a flight attendant actually stole one from a passenger on a Horizon flight that was in the news recently. And just because you're sitting in business class doesn't mean you're not in the company of thieves.
Right. How do the rates with TripInsurance.com compare to my cell phone carrier?
Well, typically AT&T and Verizon charge about $10 a month. So it's about $120 a year. And they'll insure you for accidental damage, theft, or they'll even cover you for loss at that rate. Our insurance is just about half that cost.
Wow, nice.
And the only thing that we're not covering is carelessly losing it.
And Dan, we can find out more by going to
TripInsurance.com. There's a link on our homepage. You can go in, and it's very easy to enroll for the insurance. And what's nice is that we'll insure a device that is not brand new. At any time, you just need a serial number for the device and some form of proof of purchase if you need to make a claim. And you fill in the value of the amount and buy the insurance right there, and you're covered for the next year.
I love it. And again, to reiterate, this is most electronics, not just iPhones or Droids.
Absolutely.
Very good. Now, Dan, if you don't mind, before you go, I got a listener question from a listener in Baltimore. This comes from Facebook. They write, our cruise on Carnival Glory was canceled because of the storm. While Carnival made good on the cruise, what benefits would trip insurance have helped me with?
If you buy travel insurance and you've bought it before the storm was named, because if you buy it after the storm is named, it's a known risk, and they won't cover it. But assuming that you bought the travel insurance early enough and the storm wasn't named, travel insurance would have covered the cost of the trip. And typically, when a travel insurance company will pay that claim, they'll actually give you cash back for the trip, whereas the cruise company will probably give you a travel credit. They'll give you another cruise in the future. But the other benefit that travel insurance would have provided you is they would have paid you back for the loss on airline tickets to get to the cruise or any non-refundable hotels that were before or after the cruise. So there's a lot of benefit in this regard to have travel insurance. And the one other benefit would have been if you, for instance, had to fly through New York on the way to Europe to catch your cruise. If there was a travel delay or the airports were shut down like that, travel insurance will typically cover the cost of additional airfare to get you around a problem like that and get you to your cruise on a different airline or through a different itinerary and cover any extra costs.
Very good. As always, we appreciate it. President and CEO of TripInsurance.com, Dan Skilkin, thank you as always.
Thank you for inviting me back to the show.
All right, that's going to do it. Yes, I have to remind you, we have an app. Take Cruise Radio with you wherever you go. Just search Cruise Radio Live in your smartphone app store.
CruiseRadio.net, your source for cruise news. You can sign up for our Cruise Daily, what is it called? Cruise News Updates?
Cruise Alert thingamajigs.
Yeah, sign up for that at CruiseRadio.net, upper right-hand corner.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.